Style coming up next. Hope you guys have a great rest of your week. Until next time, adios.
Thank y'all.
Rock and roll is the right of all sentient beings. This is Strong Style Chris Crash on WFMU.
like to play me latest chart topper. It's called Me Fans Are Stupid Pigs.
Fuck you! You've got to go on.
Slag off.
You've changed, man. It used to be about the music.
I said slag off.
Get ready, fighters. Triumph or die.
Perfect.
You're standing right now with 9 delegates from 100 gangs. And there's over 100 more. That's 20,000 hardcore members. Hardcore members. Hardcore members.
Hello, freaks, con bonwa. You're listening to Strong Style Chris Crash on the WFMU Rock and Soul Stream. My name is Chris Crash, and I am once again opening the doors of the Strong Style Dojo to the public. Free entry, all ages welcome. We just heard a solo song from the former lead guitar player of X-Japan, Hide, from his 1996 solo album Science. We heard the song Bacteria. Before that, the Bouncing Souls out of New Brunswick with East Coast, Fuck You, from their 1997 self-titled album. And to start off the set, AJJ with Rejoice from their 2007 album, People Who Can Eat People Are the Luckiest People in the World. Alright, I got a bunch of new releases for you this week, and I want to kick off round one with a cut off the brand new album by the Citric Dummies out of Minneapolis. They have a brand new album out called Split with Turnstile, and they are going to be in the tri-state area this coming weekend. They will be playing a live set on Paul Bruno's show on Sundays, 3 to 5 p.m., and then the next day on December 15th, they will be at the Broadway in Brooklyn, New York, playing a show with Jean Mignon and Michael Junker. So let's start off with a track by the Citric Dummies, My Life's a Total Sham, coming up next on Strong Style Chris Crash. Eka so!
Travel far, size able soldiers and we fall. Look, it's
stars.
オールパシック選手権こちら175パウンス井上京子、
listen to Strong Style Chris Crash on the WFMU Rock and Soul stream, and we just heard a cover of Panama, the Van Halen classic, produced by All Japan Women's Pro Wrestling in the early 90s. That was the theme song to one of the greatest pro wrestlers of all time, Kyoko Inoue. All Japan Women's Pro Wrestling, unbelievably hot and popular from the late 70s through all the 90s. And Kyoko Inoue was one of the promotion's biggest stars as a three-time world champion, four-time tag champ, and best friend and Kyohei to Bull Nakano. Before that, out of New York City, Jean Mignon with a brand new song of theirs, Looking for Stairs, from their new 7-inch. Like I mentioned before, they will be playing with the Citric Dummies and Michael Yonker December 15th at the Broadway in Brooklyn. Sex Android was before that, out of Japan, with a single of theirs from 1987 called Sexadroid Capsule Schneider. Sex Android were a short-lived solo project from the lead singer from another Japanese death rock band called Fadia. The lead singer was named Gilly. Before that, a classic from Bomb the Music Industry, It Ceases to Be Whining If You're Still Shitting Blood. I'm pretty sure I've played that song on the show before, but I was just in the mood for it right now. It's one of my absolute favorite Bomb the Music Industry songs. Before that, out of Texas, Mind Spiders featuring Mark Ryan from the Marked Men. We heard the song Upside Down from their 2012 album Meltdown. Negative Scanner out of Chicago was before that with Ivy League Asshole, and to start off the set, Citric Dummies with My Life's a Total Sham from their brand new album Split with Turnstile. And like I mentioned at the beginning of the show, Citric Dummies will be on the Paul Bruno program this Sunday at 3 p.m. playing a live set. That's on the Mothership, and like I said, the next day they will be playing a show at the Broadway with Jean Mignon and Michael Junker. Both are New York City bands, really hot bands. Definitely take this opportunity to see them both at the same time. And we're going to kick off round two with a brand new song from Michael Junker, Mr. Communication. Coming up next on Strong Style Criss Crash.
We'll be right back. シャカシャになった全部持ってゆくのさ ブラックアレッシュ 絶対に
Listen to Strong Style Chris Crash on the WFMU Rock and Soul stream, and we just heard from the Strummers out of Tokyo with the song All the Young Fools from their Maximum Rock 1991 album. Before that, Virgin Circus featuring Billy Ledges from Mad Parade. We heard the song Shadow of a Doubt from their 1986 album Comic Opera Kingdom, and a shout out to Courtney Noir, who always plays a lot of amazing stuff when she comes by WFMU. She filled in for the Cherry Blossom Clinic last week and played that song. I really loved it. She always plays a song that absolutely grabs me. Before that, out of DC, Laughing Corpse. They have a brand new EP out right now called Beyond Recognition, and we heard a song off of it called Nothing. Before that, Zibaku out of Tokyo. They have a brand new album out right now called Taishu ni Tsugu. And we heard a song off of that called Mirai Wanai, which means there is no future. And to start off the set, Michael Yonker from a brand new 7-inch of his Date Night Denim. We heard the song Mr. Communication. And one more reminder, Michael Yonker will be playing a show with Jean Mignon and the Citric Dummies this Monday at the Broadway in Brooklyn, New York. Oh, right. I have some coming attractions for the world of WFMU, and Oh, man. If I haven't mentioned how much I've loved this station in the past, I will say it 1,000 times more, because right after this show, as always, is What's Happening with Matt Clark and Mike Sin. Always an amazing show. But right after that show, I want you guys to check out an archive of a show that happens concurrently with that show on the Sheena's Jungle Room stream, Mid-Valley Mutations with Austin Rich. He has an absolutely incredible interview that the archives will be up for by the time What's Happening ends. It is an interview with goddamn Melinda Snodgrass, the iconic and prolific a science fiction writer who was most famous for writing a lot of the episodes for a lot of the early episodes, I should say, of Star Trek The Next Generation, seasons 2 and 3 specifically. And those episodes were so good in its early run that it essentially set the vibe for everything we love about TNG. Like, Measure of a Man was one of her episodes. So if you're a Star Trek fan, this is an absolute can't-miss interview, only on WFMU. And also, this Saturday on the drop-in program, 6 p.m., RKO is stopping by, a.k.a. City Gardens OG, with a cover song special of his called Hey, Nice Song You Got There. It's an hour of songs by the original artist mixed in with the more famous cover versions of the song. Can't wait to listen to that. That's definitely got me interested. And then on Sunday at 10 p.m., if you are in the Queens, New York area around Ridgewood, there is going to be a holiday DJ night at Milo's Yard at 564 Seneca Avenue at 10 p.m. going until 4 a.m. on Monday. And that's going to feature the world famous Terry T and RKO with an early set, and then Jen Jones taking you through the rest of the night. All right, let's close things off with a message from Kenzie and the Trips out of Tokyo. This is Sweet Dreams, Baby. Thank you very much for listening, everyone. My name is Chris Crash. Arigato gozaimashita. I'll see you when I see you. So long. Stay tuned for What's Happening with Matt Clark and Mike Sin, coming up right after this.
The man. WFMU's Rock and Soul Radio stream. You're listening to the What's Happening show, Tuesdays, 9 to 11 in the evening. Thanks, everyone, for joining us this evening. My name is Matt Clark. I'm here with Mike Sin. Mike Sin, good evening.
Hello
from a very
to you.
Cold New Jersey.
It is very cold. The one thing
it's
about
like a proper December.
The one thing about the WFMU, though, this place is always very hot, no
yes.
matter what. So if it's
we're stripping down,
I know,
as we speak.
If you're in here during the summer, it's hot as hell. If you're in here during the winter, it's just hot.
Yeah. Indeed. But thanks, everyone, for joining us. The comments board's open. Nice to see a lot of people already in there. If you want to come hang out with us, we'll be here till 11. Come and join us if you're listening in the archives. Much appreciated. Great to see you, or great that you're listening to us. Want to give a big thanks to Tom Dash, starting off this Tuesday live lineup. Then we had Chris Crash pulling a double shift,
filling in
for Frank and Queens.
Yes.
And then we had Joey D kicking out the jams. And then we had Chris Crash again.
Mm-hmm.
Pulling a double here on the Rock and Soul Radio stream, and now you're stuck with us.
Yes.
So thanks for joining us. Wanted to pay tribute to the late Steve Cropper, who sadly died last week. Just, I mean, what can you say? Just amazing talent, amazing guitar player, amazing songwriter, arranger, producer, et cetera, et cetera. I mean, just a force to be reckoned with. And that was one of my favorite songs that he was involved with. Carla Thomas, Every Ounce of Strength, 1965 on Stax.
Nice.
Also written with Hayes and Porter. So what a great songwriting collaboration that was on that one.
Yeah.
If you missed Joe Bielak's Shaken Street from last Friday, it was an amazing tribute to the late Steve Cropper. I'll put the link in the comments board so you can go check it out if you missed it. And also, Michael Shelley interviewed Steve Cropper a couple years ago when he released a new LP. That was a really good interview. I think it was the entire two-hour show. That was a great interview. So I'll put that link in there too. So you have something to listen to after the show.
Yeah.
Mike Sin, any words of wisdom?
Yeah, I guess it's interesting because I was thinking about... I think, like, we talked about it off mic, where we got the word that he passed away, like, on Wednesday of last week or something like that, shortly after our show on Tuesday. And I don't know. I gotta figure out. I didn't get a chance to pull together. I know I did a Stax oriented show a few years ago when Jim Stewart passed away, but I didn't get a chance to get my thoughts together regarding the best of Steve Cropper and... all that, and I don't know. We'll see what's coming up in the upcoming weeks.
Yeah,
have to get that going. Yeah.
Well, what do you have to delight everyone for your first?
Let's get rolling with this. How about a little bit of some Kinks for you?
All right.